Blog Talk Radio. Yes, bitch. So, you know, we got to get back to the music.
Never copy anything that motherfucker did.
So whose music are we listening to this year? Hey, 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 hey. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back in the studio live with another video. I know I'm not trying to get no little cold. OMG. We are 5 days into the new year, which means new music is coming soon. Listen, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello and happy new year, mother. All right, guys. So, you know, we got to get back to the music. You know, it's been a lot of chaos going on, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more drama to get into as the year starts to, you know, take off. However, at the beginning of the year, it's always a good time to, you know, predict or anticipate new music. So I kind of just want to have a little conversation on what you guys were anticipating this year. So some of my favorites are Lil Uzi, Drake, Bryson Tiller, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, and Rihanna. I know we're going to get into that. So those are some of my favorites amongst, like, what is his name? Travis Scott. He always makes some bops for me. But these are, like, my top, like, six that I kind of want to get into. I'm trying to make it my business to get into more male rappers. It's really hard for me to, because I just feel like, you know, male rap, sometimes I'm interested in, but sometimes I'm not. I really just like male R&B singers and male and in female rappers. However, I'm going to try to extend my palette as far as commentary on male rappers. So, which means I'm going to have to listen to a lot more male rap. And I really don't do that as that much, but I figured we'll start with Lil Uzi. And you guys know I love the baby, but the baby, he already dropped an album, so I don't think he's dropping this year. However, I love Lil Uzi. I just like his style, like his sound. You know, he's pretty. What's the song that he has out right now? Oh my gosh, I love that song. I listen to it daily, and I don't even know the damn name of the song. Let me see. Now I got to look it up. See, this is why I got to do my research on these male rappers. Foot So Shuffle. I like that song, y'all. I love that. This one. Can y'all hear? This my song. That is my song. So if you guys haven't listened to that, listen to that. He made up a cute little dance to it. I just like Lil Uzi. I like his style. I like his sound. His music makes me move. So I'm really, really excited about this album because I think that it's going to be another lituation, a little lit. It's going to be another lit album. It's going to, you know, I can clean my house. I can bop to it when I drive in my car. Like, I'm really ready for a Lil Uzi album. Okay, Lil Uzi is my nigga. I'm here for it. And, so I'm excited for that. Because this single that he has out right now, it turns me up. I love it. It's on my playlist. I listen to it every single day. Literally, I listen to it every single day. That's why I should have known the name of the damn song. But I listen to it every single day, and it just gets me so hyped. So I'm excited for a full-length project from him. So that's that on that. Yes, I love Lil Uzi. Okay, and... Bryson Tiller. Oh my gosh, like we need a Bryson Tiller moment. And I'm hearing whispers that he is dropping music. So, you know, Bryson Tiller hasn't been the same since the Don't album or Trap Soul album, excuse me. And then what is the second one that he released? That one was trash. That the Trap Soul was the best one back in 2015. Then he tried to do one back in, 16 or 17? It was garbage. I think during that time, he was going through a lot with his, management team. It just didn't stick. And I just feel like Bryson Tiller was supposed to be, the king of R&B. You know what I mean? Like, he was supposed to be the Summer Walker of that generation. Or, you know, like, he was supposed to be the male Summer Walker. Like, I just feel like Bryson Tiller really fell off, and he wasn't able to get back. True to Self was the album that was terrible. True to Self was a terrible album. Trap Soul was my favorite. True to Self came out in 2015. But yeah, so he's supposed to be making dropping an album this year. Hopefully he's back in his bag. I think there might be a comeback, because there hasn't been a male that was able to still, in my opinion, create a movement the way Bryson Tiller did. You know, we mentioned Chris Brown. Yes, we love Chris Brown. However, I feel like Bryson Tiller brought a new wave of sound. Like, he really, to me, he created trap, you know, as far as R&B. He created that whole little style, the whole vibe, and I just feel like he, you know, he needs to get back to that space. We need another Bryson Tiller moment. So hopefully he gets out of his feelings and he's gotten into his bag, and we are, you know, getting some Bryson Tiller hits. That needs to happen. That needs to happen this year. It needs to happen in 2020, where Bryson Tiller, you just need to go sit down forever. I'm excited for that. I'm here. I'm ready for a single just to get me pumped. You know what I mean? So shout out to Bryson Tiller. I'm really, really excited to hear what music he has coming in store. I'm here for that. Everybody keeps saying Black. Black is good. That's probably my man. Like, he loves Black. I listen to him because my man listens to him. He's not like one of my favorite people, but I like his sound. But my man loves him. But these are, so some people said Black, Nicki Minaj number 5, SZA. SZA to me, okay, let me tell you about SZA. I feel like SZA fell off, yo. Like, I don't know. It's like these women that are like super, super dope. You got SZA, you got Summer Walker, you got these girls that literally could change the game, literally could take the title from, you know, like the Rihannas and apply pressure. And then it's like they have these great albums, they have these good runs, you know, for a year, and then they just mentally are just cuckoo. So then they don't know how to be famous, or they just can't handle it, and they have these mental breakdowns to where they just flop. And it's like, what the hell? Like, we were rooting for you. Like, there was SZA first, and then there's Summer Walker, and then it's like, now there's nobody. Like, both of these women, SZA, Summer, they literally could have taken over the game. When SZA got nominated for, what, 5 Grammys? You know what I'm saying? Like, she had a phenomenal run. But then she just fell off. Like, she just went cuckoo and just started falling apart. And it starts saying she was quitting music, this, that, and the third. And it was just like, okay. Then we was like, all right, SZA, you're out. So then we get Summer Walker, which I was listening. She's my favorite artist right now. Like, she's just, I listened to her album. I just listened to that mother. Like, she is everything. But it's almost like, is she just going to have a 2019 run and maybe slightly 2020? And then, girl, we're never going to hear from Summer Walker again. Is she just going to fall off because she's mentally cuckoo? Like, ugh, it's just such a waste. Hopefully they can get it together, because I would love it. I would love, you know, let's bring it back. Let's get into some things. So, yeah. Now, I will say Drake, obviously, where everybody's looking for a Drake album, because I like to see what Drake is going to do next. Drake is one of those artists that, hold on, I'm trying to pull up his picture real quick. I'm trying to pull up Drake's picture. Okay, Drake is one of those artists who appear, and I got this from watching the documentary on YouTube here. Shout out to my subscribers for sending me that. But Drake, to me, is one of those artists that you think have it all together, right? And they're super talented. However, they're reading all the comments. They're super sensitive. And they never feel good enough, no matter what. And even if they do feel good enough, they feel like, well, why didn't you acknowledge this part that I... Like, they're always looking for acknowledgement. Like, I feel like he's always looking for some sort of validation. Like, Drake, as big as he is, I don't feel like he is as confident as he portrays. Like, he still is looking for a validation. Like, opinions and words still affect him. Like, they still hurt. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see what this next album is about, you know, because I feel like he always feels like he has to outdo himself. He is at the pinnacle of his career. He's literally been the top male rapper for the last decade, and I don't think that he plans on stopping anytime soon. And the last album sold over 750,000 copies in a week, so I'm sure he wants to outdo the Scorpion album, even though Scorpion album, I mean, it was good. I didn't listen to it a lot. I only listened to In My Feelings, God's Plan, Mob Ties. And I think, what other one did I like? I'd like the one with Nicki Minaj, of course, where he used the Nicki Minaj sample. But outside of that, those were the ones that I liked. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do with that. I was reading something on iHeartRadio, and they did this tarot reading of Drake and what his album is going to be about. And basically they had these readers, the readers were basically saying that Drake's album is going to be something like, it was going to be like this astronomical, artsy, like spiritual awakening project. Like, he's supposed to go super, super deep. So I'm interested to see, you know, how far he's going to push the limits creatively, what he's going to do with this album, because it is 2020. So I'm sure that he's thinking, you know, 2020, let's go big or go home. Like, this is the start of a new decade. And like, he wants to be the king for the next 10 years. So it'll be interesting to see if he can reign for 20 years. So I'm excited for a Drake album. I'm excited to see what hits he got, because, you know, everybody likes to make love to a Drake record. He's just a phenomenal artist, one of my favorite artists. So I'm really excited about Drake. So I'm here for it. A lot of people don't like Drake, but I think a lot of people don't like Drake because they just didn't expect Drake to be the nigga that he is. You know what I mean? Like, they felt like a rapper's rapper, you know, should be like this hardcore, probably dark-skinned, you know, thugged-out dude from New York. And here you go, you got this light-skinned, kind of like pretty boy-esque, well, he's kind of grown into that, boy from Canada that's was an actor and slightly privileged, and he's like the top rapper in the game. And so people, they feel a way about that. But it is what it is. And a lot of people be acting like they, and here's my thing. I don't understand why people try to act like, I don't like this person. I don't like that person. But you, there's no way in hell a person's going to, even if you don't like them, you, there's a Drake song that you've listened to, and there's a Drake record that you like. Or there's a Drake song that comes on in the club, you've sang it. So shut up with that. You know what I mean? Like, there's a hell of people that be like, you don't like Drake. Why you don't like Drake? What Drake? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm here for it. Oh, Kevin said that we can't write for Drake. Yeah, well, he does write for him. But, well, in his interview, he basically said a lot of people get help with writers. But I like The Weeknd, too, and I'm glad that Drake is kind of, like, putting The Weeknd back out there and doing work with The Weeknd. The Weeknd is a phenomenal artist as well. Underrated, but I think that's because he got that kind of Drake effect or the Beyonce effect. You know, they get you put under their wing, and then they use you up for all your resources. And then, like, you put out little projects here and there. You know who else that happens to a lot? Eric Bellinger. I feel like Eric Bellinger is a phenomenal artist, phenomenal writer. But I feel like he just be writing songs for everybody. And whenever he tries to put out his own music, it just don't hit the same way. However, the nigga do put out 2 albums a year. Maybe he should stop putting out so much damn music. But yeah, so. I mean, so yeah, that's that on that. Who else we got? Yeah, child, we got to get back to the music because, you know, we got the music show coming back. And I'm really excited. We're planning out how the music show is going to work. So the official King Pain and I will get with you guys soon to let you guys know exactly the ins and out of the music show. But it will be like, I'll give you a hint. It's going to be like a playlist form. Like, we're going to have our top playlist. And basically, you will have to. I can't give everything away because you just never know. We got to wait to the show. But it's going to be fun. So, all the musicians out there and the artists that like music talk, get ready because it's going to be a fun music show. All right. Let's see. Okay. And then, of course, Rihanna. I'm trying to get her picture up. Rihanna, you know, everybody's ready for R number 9, but she's playing games. You know, I'm at the point where it's like, girl, I could almost take it or leave it, but I want to take it. I almost feel like if Rihanna drops today, nobody should drop for the rest of 2020, because anybody that tries to drop around the Rihanna drop date, you're not. I don't even think Drake can drop. I don't think Beyonce can drop. I don't think nobody can drop. Nicki cannot drop. Yeah, I said it. Nicki does not need to drop during a Rihanna drop. Cardi B, nobody. I don't give a damn. Nobody should be dropping when Rihanna drop. Period. I don't care how you feel about that, but that's just the facts on facts. You can live in denial if you want to and try to drop when Rihanna dropped this album, and ain't nobody going to be listening to that album. So, girl, so Nicki, don't you do that. Drake, don't even do it. Nobody's going to listen. When Rihanna drops, she's going to need at least 2-3 months. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm giving her 2 months at the max. Like, nobody dropping that between that window because it's a wrap. So, I wouldn't drop. I would be calling around, Ree, when do you plan on dropping this album? Okay, are you for sure? Is the album dropping? Okay, I'm not dropping until 3 months after you, 4 months after you. But what's going to be really, really interesting is to see who all drops at the same time and who drops around what and who schedules their release date and then who pushes their release date back. It's just going to be, it's like, and these are just my favorites. You know, they got big heavy hitters, like people said, like Black and Travis Scott. There's a lot of artists dropping this year. It's 2020. Everybody's going to want to drop in 2020. This is like a what do you call that? I don't know the name of it. I was trying to think of one of those big words to call it, but I can't think of it. But it's one of those years that, you know, it's those, even it's 2020. It's one of those kind of years. So you just want to, everybody wants to do something great in the year 2020. I mean, who will want to have a effed up year in 2020? Like, this is a year of, like, girl, you need, everything needs to align and be, and you know, everything needs to work. This is, we won't ever have another year like this. Even numbers like this. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm excited for it. But Rihanna's pissing me off. If she don't drop in 2020, I'm canceling Rihanna. I'm done. I'm over her. If she does not drop in 2020, I'm over Rihanna. I'm over Rihanna. I'm telling you guys now, I'm giving up on her. Because my thing is, I feel like Rihanna's giving up on her male fans. Girl, what about us? That they got all gay men don't wear makeup and Fenty Beauty, girl. So that don't relate to me. I don't relate to the lingerie line. Uh-uh. It's nice to look at you in the magazines and get my rah, rah, rah. But, girl, I need something that I can, you know, relate to with the Rihanna. Oh, they talking about they need the video. Oh, child, y'all. Whew, child, I'm on this meatless diet because I'm trying to get in shape. Maybe we'll have to drop a video, too. Oh, God, thank you. They want me to drop a video. Child, that's a lot of pressure. We might have to see what we can do. Somebody said we got to drop it in December. Shut up. But yeah, so she better not play this year. Okay, look, y'all see this right here? I got gray hair coming. Rihanna needs to drop this album. Like, I have to, this is gray. I'm getting gray hair. That means, bitch, I'm getting old. Okay, she needs to drop this album. So I could relax and move on, okay? Thank you. I just really think since I think Anti really messed her up. Like, I really think the people really, she really didn't feel appreciated. And I felt like she felt away. But Rihanna, bring that thing back. Get it together. Pull it together. We love you. We need you, you know, to get that album out, girl. And stop holding it to yourself. Put out a snippet. I mean, I would just be good. Here's the thing. I would just be good with a single right now. Give me a banger. Give me a nasty single. Here's the thing. But I want to see. Here's the whole thing, though. I want to see everybody on this album, though, that I have on my list. I want to see Lil Uzi Vert on the album. I want to see Drake on the album. No shade. I want to see Bryson Tiller on the album. I want to see Nicki Minaj on a Rihanna album. I secretly, for the kiki and the rah-rah and the ha-ha and the woo-woo-woo-woo, and for the drama of it all, I want to see Cardi B on the album. I want to see the City Girls on the album. I want to see Travis Scott on the album. Like, I want her to bring out the features, okay? I want her to put Chris Brown on the record. I need Rihanna to carry. And then just because it's 2020, go ahead and finally give us a Beyonce collab. Come on, like, can we get that? Or people be like, yo, you asking way too much. I would love to do, like, I see a Beyonce Rihanna for 2020. Then, you know what? I could just die happily. It'd be fine. It'd be over. It's cool. I got Beyonce and Rihanna. We good. Mm-hmm. I know somebody's going to be like, oh, boy, you are trying it. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just wishfully thinking. Let me tell y'all something. I will be over here. Fuck it up, okay? Okay? I will be over here turned up, okay? You get me all that on one album, it's a wrap, okay? It's over. It's over. Girl, you put Beyonce and Rihanna on the record. Or let's just get like a Summer Walker and a Rihanna. I know a City Girls is coming because she loved the City Girls. But I want to see if she's going to throw a Cardi B on there. Get real messy. Let's get into some things. And so, Yeah, Rihanna. But the album is done, so we don't know who's on there. The album is done. I don't think Nicki's on the album, child. I really don't think Nicki's on the album. I just don't know what Nicki Minaj has done to people or what happened. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, girl, what happened, Nick? What happened? Speaking of Nicki, we are looking for Nicki Minaj number 5. Who is this? Yes, and she looks so good. Nicki Minaj number 5. However, in my spirit, the way Nicki has been moving, I feel like Nicki Minaj number 5 might be the end. So I got to find somebody else who I like, because I feel like Nicki is going to sit out after this because she has not been very consistent lately. I don't know if she's working. I don't know if she's trying to get pregnant. I don't know what she's doing. I just feel like Nicki is kind of like not feeling it. I don't feel like Nicki is in it anymore. I think Nicki is like, girl, I want to have a family. Like, I'm over it. I don't feel like Nicki is just, I don't think she's excited about music anymore in the way that I thought she once was. I just don't. I'm afraid that Nicki is on her way out. And I'm going to be so sad when Nicki is done, because I feel like she's going to fulfill this contractual obligation, and then she might dip. Like, I'm really thinking Nicki Minaj is going to dip. But my thing is, girl, you owe me a few things. You still owe me this documentary, sis, and you owe me this damn U.S. tour. Stop playing. And there needs to be a hell of a meet and greet at this tour, girl. So you need to stop playing, because I will go on a tirade of cursing you out. I will. I will go off. I will curse her out. Yes, so that's just my thing. Like, I will go off on her if she does not do that. So, but I'm here for Nicki Minaj number 5. I'm trying to figure out, okay, so what is that going to feel like? What is that going to do? Like, I here's the thing. I don't know who, what producers, what she needs to do, but I, girl, you need to really get in your bag for this. You need to really show the people in 2020 why you were the queen for the last 10 years. Like, you need to let these people know what's up. Like, even if she went out in the year 2020, you need to go out with a bang. We need a number one single off of a Nicki Minaj album. We need you to take us back to, you know, the Pink Print. You need to bring back everybody. Roman. Bring him back. Bring back Nicki. Bring back every. Bring Onika too. Bring them all. Monica Lewinsky. Wait, is that her name? But you know what I'm saying. Bring them all. Nicki the Ninja, Nicki the Barb, Nicki the Harajuku, all of them. Bring them back. We need a reunion. Nicki the Ninja, Nicki the Boss, Nicki the Harajuku, Barbie. I don't even know why you girls bother at this point. We need an itty bitty piggy moment. I was on the plane with Dwayne. Girl, I'm telling you, bitch, I want to be out here really losing my mind. Okay. We need all that, Nick, all that, okay? I need all that back. I need all of that. I need all of that back. I need all of that back this year. Period, Poe. I don't want to see, don't put no Eminem on the album. I could do without Lil Wayne on the album. Who do I want to see on the Nicki Minaj album? I want to see a Summer Walker on a Nicki Minaj album. Please put DaBaby on the album. Please put DaBaby on the album. Please put that nigga on the album. I kind of want to hear a Travis Scott on the album. That would give me life. You know, put a Travis Scott on the album. Ooh, Nicki and Travis? You know, Travis got that tone. Travis be having them bass lines that have you bow, bow, bow. You know what I mean? You be turned up. I'm telling you, Travis Scott have a bit, okay? Travis have an itch turned up, okay? Period. Yeah, so credit to Swae Lee. Now, the Swae Lee record that she already got on the Queen album, I do not like that. That record is way too long. Swae Lee is so cute to me, but Swae Lee just puts me to sleep. Kendrick Lamar is too deep. Honestly, I can really get rid of Kendrick Lamar. And what's the guy name that was on the Cardi B show? On the show on Netflix. I really think he needs to go ahead and replace the Kendrick Lamar, because you know he rap in Spanish, he rap in English. What? Oh my God, I forgot the boy's name that was on the Rhythm and Flow, but he won the show. Somebody put his name in the comments. That's who I think, you know, go ahead and take Kendrick Lamar out, move him to the side and bring him out. D Smoke, yes, that's who I like. I like D Smoke. Yeah, bring D Smoke out. Mm-hmm, that'd be nice. Bring D Smoke out. And really, what's the chick name, too? She cool, too. I think somebody needs to pick her up and maybe collab with her. I like her with the hair. I like her, too. I don't need another Megan. I don't need a Megan Thee Stallion collab. No, I do not. I don't need Megan Thee Stallion on the album. You guys have been trying to push Megan Thee Stallion on me for years. I mean, it feels like it. But I don't need a Megan Thee Stallion collab. No, I do not. I like Megan, but, you know, and listen, since I've been going out, they play a lot more Megan than they play any female artist that I've heard. Like, Megan gets played. Megan is getting played right now. I'm just, like, I like her, you know, but Megan to me is just not Nicki. And I understand that eventually I'm going to have to get over it. Because there won't be another Nicki, but I'm just like, girl, nobody is doing it for me. Nobody. Like, and it's like nobody. And I try. Like, I literally try. And I try in a sense to where I don't want to be biased. And I'm like, and I have to understand that Nicki Minaj is a human being. And, you know, but I literally be trying to like other people. But I'd be like, girl, this is not it. Like, I'd be literally trying, but I'd be like, girl, this is not Nicki. Like, Nicki was killed. Like, she just don't have it. But I can't compare everybody to Nicki, because Nicki Minaj is going down in history as the greatest female rapper ever. My thing is, where the fuck did the time go? Like, the 10-year, it don't feel like she's been out that long. Like, why is it like a cap on female? Like, how did it just happen so quickly? I feel like Nicki just came out. Girl. She just came out. I don't need a Normani either, honestly. I don't need a Normani on the record. Normani's trying to be too pop, and Normani is in and she out. She don't really know what she want to do. I like Normani, but Normani is not consistent enough for me. And so I can do without a Normani record. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Y'all keep saying the Doja Cat. Listen, I like Doja Cat. See, y'all do this every time somebody get popping. I like Doja Cat, but Doja Cat to me is a slight remnant of Nicki. Like, she kind of tries to have Nicki's style in there a little bit. Doja Cat is cool, but what messed Doja Cat up for me, I'm gonna be honest with you, is when I seen her do a terrible job on Sway in the Morning. She can't even freestyle over her. Like, girl, you're just a studio artist. Like, Doja Cat, girl, like, you can't, like, a person can't come put a mic in front of you and you body it. Like, girl, like, no. Like, I want that. That turns me up. More than the record turns me up is a beat going on and a female getting on there and spitting bars. That turns me up. Like, that gets me so hyped. Doja Cat is not bad. Have y'all not seen that? Y'all didn't see that? Oh, y'all want? Do I need to play it? Do I need to pull that up? Well, see, somebody said, what about the City Girls? See, at least JT a try, okay? Doja got to come up. JT, I feel like, could come out there with a freestyle. You know, it'd be ratchet as hell. Girl! But she a try. Doja Cat was like, freestyle? Nigga, what? Like, I'm like, girl, yes, freestyle, girl. Trasher. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Girl, they're going to try to flag me. This thumbnail is on point, though. Shout out to me. Hold on, let me see if I could put this. Oh yeah, she had tried this. Oh, I hope they don't flag this video for this. She had really tried this though. This is when I was like, girl, I do not like her like that. Hold on, I'm about to show y'all right now for those that didn't see it, because she had really tried this. Hold on. Look at this. Look at her face, yo. Like, look at this. Look at her face. Like, and you know, Sway would be me. Look at her face. Look how scared she is. Look at her face. Watch this shit. Look at this. Watch this. Look. Look at her. She's so scared. You didn't do your research on Sway? Look at her. Yo, Wanda, drop me. Look at her face, yo. We got to slow that down. How can we slow that down? We're going to do that. Watch this. Look at her face. She is trash. So when y'all be trying to say I don't like certain people, I don't be hating on them. I may not tell you guys every single reason why I don't like a person, because I would just be like, they haven't connected with me. But I do research them, especially the females. And this is why I'm not sold on Doja Cat. Because it's like, girl, you're an artist. You going up to Sway. Even if you didn't want to freestyle, you should have had something prepared. That is his style. She wasn't even ready. You're going to read out something that's in front of you? I can do that. Doja Cat is trash. She can't rap. You came on the Sway in the morning and you fucked up. And you did a horrible job with the pink hair in your head, and you look stupid. Like, anybody could do that, you idiot. Like, girl, get her out of here. She's trash. Anybody could do that. Y'all going to stop playing with me. So, she's not the one for me. Y'all be trying to push her on me. Now y'all know why I'm not sold on her. She don't push Doja Cat on me. Okay? Don't push Doja Cat on me. Do not push Doja Cat on me. I'm not here for it. At least Cardi B tried. So, no, you can't put, don't push Doja Cat on me. And then the next album that we are anticipating, at least I am here, is the, let me see, no, Cardi B. I'm anticipating the Cardi B album. Listen, and some of you guys may act like you don't like it, but what you're not going to do is make me sit here and hate Cardi B. I don't hate Cardi B. I don't dislike Cardi B, and Cardi B is here. She's done bought a $25 million home. She's a millionaire. She's a mega celebrity. She's an artist at this point. We're not going to be able to cancel her, guys. She's here. And so I'm interested to see what this album is going to be like. Is she going to get another hit? Are people going to want to listen? Or is it going to be good? You know, I hear through the grapevine that she's been in Miami working on her album. That's why she's been laying low. However, I just know that Miami, they do a lot of Latin spice. And, you know, I'm hoping this is not a full-on reggaeton album. You know what I mean? I need some hip-hop. So you might go back to Atlanta where you live and, you know, get on some trap beats and, you know what I mean, go back to the Bronx and get into some things. Then you can maybe do one or two Ozuna records. Okay, I get it. But I want to, you know, I want to hear her get into her bag. I want to see if Cardi B really has what it takes on this second album. And, you know, people are saying, well, why doesn't she have a tour? Why doesn't she have a tour? Let's just be real. What our artist is going to do a tour with one album? She has one album, guys. She doesn't need to do a one album tour. She's probably going to drop this album, then go on a tour. You see, Cardi B has peaked so fast. And just like winning a Grammy, having number ones, being in movies, you have to have something for her to grow into. So the tour would be like the last, she's got a number one album. The tour, if she would have did all of that, then there's nothing to look forward to. So if it's me in my mind, I think that, you know, with all of these things behind her, the number one album, there's going to be a lot of anticipation for her next album. They're probably trying to figure out a single to put out. Or they're probably still working on it. She probably won't drop till second quarter. And I think what's going to happen after that, she's probably going to do a 2020 tour, which leads probably into 2021, or maybe the tour will even be 2021. However, they're trying to make her – industry understands that people were giving Cardi B 2 years max. Well, now she's in her third year. They're trying to make her go at least through – year number five, just to say that she was a real artist. You know, it takes 5 years. If you can make it through 5 years, then you're here. You know what I mean? So maybe she'll drop an album this year, then maybe she'll lead a tour for 2021. That leads her up to, 4 years. Maybe she'll take a break, you know, maybe she'll take off 2022, but still drop music and then come back in 2023. You know, she's been here for 5 years. You know what I mean? Maybe they have a timeline set up for her. But people are saying, well, she doesn't have any albums. She doesn't have any tour. She doesn't have a tour. Well, she's only one album. How is she going to do a tour with one album? She don't have enough music. So maybe after the second album, then she can go on a tour. I think that they're trying to get her up to headline on a tour. I don't feel like they want her to be any kind of opener on anybody's tour. They're trying to catapult her completely to headliner. So, I mean, she has her mixtape, but I mean, she's probably not trying to perform a lot of shit off her mixtapes. Somebody said, I think I recall you wondering why she hasn't been on tour. I probably was wondering that until I had to think about that later on. Listen, I'm human. I'm not perfect, but you probably got me in that. However, I had to think about it. Well, maybe. Because during that time, I probably was thinking, well, she has the mixtape, she has this and that, and she probably does. But is she going to want to perform that music, or is she going to want to perform at least two albums worth of music plus the mixtape? I'm just trying to give the chick a benefit of a doubt, because I don't hate her. I just don't like that they try to compare her to Nicki Minaj, because she's not a better rapper than Nicki Minaj. However, I can't sit here and act like I don't listen to certain Cardi B records. Do I sit and listen to a whole Cardi B album? Absolutely. I've listened to it. Now, do I replay it? No, I don't. Is she my favorite female rapper? No, she's not. However, does she have some songs I like? Yes. Does she have some songs I don't like? Yes. Do I think that she's the best rapper? No, I don't. But I'm not going to sit here and act like she don't have, like if she didn't drop a record right now, I wouldn't go listen to it, because I would. I would go listen to it. And if I liked it, I liked it. And if I didn't, I didn't. There's a lot of records that she have that I don't listen to. So, but we're going to take some calls. If you guys want to call in and give your opinions, then the call-in number is open. You know how we do over here. We can get into some things. I just don't. I think a lot of people. I understand why people don't like Cardi B. And I don't think it's necessary. I mean, see, there's the Cardi B the artist, then there's Cardi B the social media, like the public figure. So a lot of people don't like Cardi B the artist because of the public persona, and then a lot of people don't like Cardi B the artist because of the way she came up. And that's why I didn't like her. Well, I didn't like her for two reasons. I didn't like her because I felt like she didn't care about her fans. And then I didn't like her because I felt like she only came up so that people can, so they could, you know, throw shade at Nicki Minaj. And so I didn't like that, because I'm like, girl, don't try to compare this lady to Nicki Minaj when this lady doesn't write her own music, or she can't get on here and freestyle, and she just is not a better rapper. That's why I didn't like her, because the public and the media and these different, you know, blogs made me not like her, because I'm like, girl, do not try to play Nicki like this. And I still stand on that. However, Cardi B, she does make some decent songs. We cannot dispute that. Now, you might not like her personality. You might not like her. And here's another way I'm gonna sound like a little bit of a contradiction. But I have to say this too. A lot of people are saying, well, if a black person did it, it would be issued. Yes. However, after going to New York for about 9-10 days and walking around and being in New York City, it's something about them Dominicans and the Puerto Ricans. I feel like they got some black somewhere. I'm telling you, I know I would say that they're not black, but some part of them is black. I'm telling you, some part of them is black, y'all. I'm telling you, there is niggas somewhere, okay? Like, no shade. She got some black somewhere, and I know I was one of them. Anyway, she is not black, but it's some black somewhere, because it just don't make no sense. I was out there. I was in the streets with them. I was walking. I was looking at them, and they just was speaking Spanish, but they looked like me. Some of them is black. I'm not even going to hold you. Some of them is black. No shade. Some of them is black. Y'all just be so mad at me because y'all think that my opinions can never change. Okay, let's take a call. Okay, 347-4286, you live on the air.
Hey, I'm on. What's popping?
Hey, what's popping? What's going on?
I just want to touch on, you know, a couple of albums. I think I'm looking forward to Nicki. I definitely want to see what she's going to give. I'm definitely looking forward to Cardi. But I have to touch on Megan real quick.
Okay.
No shade. She doesn't have the dominance in her voice, you know, like the Nicki's and the Cardi's. And it's just not resonating with me. It's giving me Trina.
Okay.
So I can't really connect with her. You know, I'm trying to. But I can't, like, it's, I don't know. I don't think she's hit worthy. I don't know.
Well, you know what? I will say this. I will have to give Megan Thee Stallion this. In the club, I like hearing Megan Thee Stallion on a club speaker. Like, it sounds good. To me, it sounds good. Like, I like the, her voice sounds good on some good ass speakers
and
banging.
Like a stripper type vibe or twerking type. Yeah.
Yes, like it comes through well. But just Megan Thee Stallion, like, I don't know. Like, I like her. She's good. What I like about Megan Thee Stallion is that her work ethic is unmatched. And she is going places. But I don't think that... you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. She's moving, though. She's moving smart.
She's definitely grinding.
Might get something.
She's definitely grinding. But, I mean, is it versatile enough? You know what I mean? You got to have that crossover appeal. And so far,
I don't know if she has crossover yet. I don't think she has crossover yet. I think she's getting... But I think what's important to her right now... And because even when I go to the clubs, like, they're not playing a lot of Nicki. They're not playing a lot of Cardi at all. They're not even playing City Girls like that. I mean, they play Act Up. Act Up went super viral. But what I think about Megan is getting a lot of support in the hip-hop community from the rappers. Like, Megan is being respected as a lyricist and a rapper's rapper. So I think to her, that's more important right now. And I respect that.
Right, I respect it as well, but then it's like there's people who can sing but can't make a hit. You know what I'm saying? There's people who can write but just can't make a hit. So it's like, I don't know. I want to see her get that top 10. Get that yellow. Get that Chun-Li. You know what I mean? I want to see her have that moment.
Yeah, well, she had that, but she had that Nicki co-sign with the Hot Girl Summer. But I'm over that. That was her crossover record with Nicki.
Yeah,
that was the Nicki co-sign.
That was a Nicki co-sign. It was cute, but it wasn't, you know, it was it was something cute just to bop to, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a break it up song.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. But that's the leading record that they used to promote Megan Thee Stallion, Hot Girl Summer. You know, that was her biggest record, but we know why.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So, you know, I'm interested to see how 2020 is going to be. It's going to be a lot of girls out, so.
It is going to be a lot of girls out, and I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too.
Thank you,
and continue doing your thing. As a gay man, you know, you're doing your thing, and I love your opinions, and you always just seem to get it. So, you know, continue doing your
thing. Thank you, Boo. Bye.
All right, have a good one.
All right, let's take another caller. The call-in number is always on the screen, people. It's always on the screen. Okay, it's always on the screen. 563-999-3658. Okay, it's always on the screen. Let me see. Okay, 725-0810. You're live on the air.
Hi, Ramon.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, long time no hear from, man. I know I keep calling from different numbers, but under my circumstances, man, it's been a lot going on.
Right.
I'm a girl with the GoFundMe, so. You can put
okay.
two together. So
okay.
So Doja Cat, yo. Wow. And why? You just really just put yourself in a trash can. Like, that was your time to shine. Like, what is she doing, man?
Yes.
And then when you was like, look at her face. I was in here dying. Okay, I done woke up four kids. All because I'm in here screaming, laughing. Jesus, help me.
Yeah, I'm not a big Doja Cat fan.
Like,
it's all a great. Now, this is
throw
a gimmick.
Her in the trash.
This is a ploy.
Exactly. And then Nicki Minaj, I think I want to see her do like a cypher. I want to see her come raw for at least, you know, since she want to be like, you know, she want to chill, enjoy her, you know, marriage and all of that stuff. I'm fine with that. But at least give me a raw ass cypher. I mean, I want you to come hard. I mean, punch these, you know what I'm saying, these heifers in the eye before you go, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what I need from her. And Cardi, I think it's, I'm kind of like, because I like Cardi, you know what I'm saying? I fell in love with her personality, you feel me? Even before she even came, you know, mainstream and stuff like that. So that's what I'm impressed by. And I think she needs to put that in her music, be that person in her music, you know what I mean? And then she'll really fly, you know what I mean? I don't have no issues with Cardi and Nicki. I think they need to at least come together, just for the sake of the fact that the stereotype is that women can't get along. Let's blow their minds like that, you know what I'm saying? And then head out the door. Like, you know what? It's cool. patch everything up and then make your exit like that. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be the dopest thing to do. It'll show growth with Nikki. It'll shut a lot of people up. You know what I'm saying? For real, you know? And they will sound tight on the record. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know that Nikki gonna body her. This is not something that she's gonna kill her.
Right.
She's finna put her in a casket. But, you know what I'm saying? It'll show growth and everything like that. Because, you know, people already expected Nikki to be, oh, you know, she's so evil and this and that. Nah, shut them people up. You know what I'm saying? Because
yes.
At the end of the day, they don't know how business and behind scenes works. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I wanted to say. But
well,
I love
thank
you so
for
much,
the support.
Man.
I love you too.
And my dude said, "Hey, Armand, he fucking."
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Yes. So, child, we almost been on there. Dang, time just be flying by when we're talking. Well, that will be the last one that we'll take today. If you didn't get through today, maybe get through later. We got more.